New law would mandate remote kill switches in all new cars in the U.S. Buried deep within the massive infrastructure legislation recently signed by President Joe Biden is a little-noticed safety measure that will take effect in 5 years. Marketed to Congress as a benign tool to help prevent drunk driving, the measure will mandate that automobile manufacturers build into every car what amounts to a vehicle kill switch. And for the ones that don't know what a kill switch is a mechanism for switching off a machine abruptly, especially in an emergency. Since all cars are now controlled through a board computer, a new function will be installed for disabling your vehicle remotely. It has become standard for legislative mandates passed by Congress. This measure is disturbingly short on details. What we do know is that the safety device must passively monitor the performance of a driver of a motor vehicle to accurately identify whether that driver may be impaired. First, the use of the word passively suggests the system will always be on and constantly monitoring the vehicle. Secondly, the system must connect to the vehicle's operational controls so as to disable the vehicle either before driving or during when impairment is detected. Thirdly, it will be an open system, or at least one with a back door, meaning authorized or unauthorized third parties can remotely access the system's data at any time. This is a privacy disaster in the making, and the fact that the provision made it through the Congress reveals, yet again, how little its members care about the privacy of their constituents. The lack of ultimate control over one's vehicle presents numerous and extremely serious safety issues, issues that should have been obvious to members of Congress before they voted on the measure. For example, what if a driver is not drunk but sleepy and the car forces itself on the side of the road before the driver can find a safe place to pull over and rest? The choice as to whether a vehicle can or cannot be driven for vehicles built after 2026 will rest in the hands of an algorithm over which the car's owner or driver have neither knowledge nor control. They're already going to have control over your money after this year, and soon your car.